traffic sign. Pass it to a full car.
That's the best way.
Y'all can go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I'm Joe Darrell. We're changing my boy to Darrell, and this is my partner, Mike Abel. And we're going to do a presentation for you. Thank you for this coming year. We've got some slides to hand that to you, and then just a brochure about our affiliation with BDSC.
We're ready, anytime.
Again, I'm just on the slide number two, I guess, and we'll just kind of walk through these. I know you set aside a little time to talk to several people today, and it's a great opportunity for you to meet us and ask us some questions, and we'll be happy to answer those at the end. But as I said, I'm Jim Farrell, and I served as the engagement partner for the audit. And every audit, we have a pre-issuance review partner as part of our quality control. And Mike Abel will serve that role, and we'll review all documents before they go out for compliance with government lobbying standards and general accepted auditing principles and all the other standards we have to follow to make sure we're in compliance with those. Our senior manager would be Diana Ward, who's been with our firm about 20 years and does a lot of our governmental engagements. Very qualified to serve in that capacity. On every engagement, I know you're tax-free, but we assign a tax partner to also look at make sure we're in compliance with all the tax rules, both federal, state, local, whatever may come up, we'll review those work papers also. And then the audit team will just be assigned as, we'll look at scheduling and see who's available, but all the staff will be qualified to audit governmental entities. I'll talk in a minute about our firm, and most of our people are qualified to do audits in governmental entities, so we do quite a few of those here in Central Texas. I might mention too, if you have any questions I'm going through, feel free to ask. It's kind of a formal presentation and a chance for you to find out about it, so feel free to ask us any questions. On the next slide, three, just a little bit about our firm. We started in this location back in 1913, so about 96 years ago. We've been around quite a while. In those days, we started as A.C. Uplinger & Company. A.C. Uplinger was a gentleman that started a firm here in Waco. And over the years, we've merged with several different firms, both on the national level. We've been an affiliated firm with KPMG for several years. Both Mike and I were partners with that firm. And in 1989, we formed the present-day firm of James Rittmeyer, Boyd & Therrell, and have been operating like that since then. So we think we've seen both the national side and the local side, and we try to bring both the best of both to our firm, and I think we've been successful doing that. We also, about 9 years ago, entered into an alliance with BDO Siegmund, and that's that other brochure I've handed out to you. BDO Siegmund is one of the national accounting firms in the world. Probably about the fifth largest accounting firm. They have a program where local firms like us can join what they call an alliance. There's about 150 to 200 firms that are members of this alliance, and we're not a BDO firm, but we are able to utilize any of their expertise in any area that we need. We can also have access to any BDO office. If you look at the BDO clientele, the alliance firm is the biggest client they have. So they really allow us access to their expertise and try to help us where we may need the help. So it is something good for a firm like us to draw on, and we think it's a very important area to have in our quiver to offer our clients. As I mentioned, the governmental practice makes up about 25% of our firm, so we are very involved in that practice. We do some of the larger governmental entities in Central Texas, taking the proposal. I guess everybody's seen the proposal. I should ask you that, but I'm sure you've reviewed it. We have the city of Waco here, large governmental entities, several other smaller cities around this area, McLean Community College, the Vero Community College. So we do some of the larger entities in this area. Our firm is comprised of about 85 professionals, so a lot of people kind of find that surprising that a firm in Waco, you think of a local firm, but we're probably larger than some of the Big Four's offices. I know we were KPMG, we were bigger than some of their offices throughout Texas. So, you know, we're very proud of that, and that goes into our commitment to quality. That's why we think we have grown in the past. You know, we've been awarded awards from the Chamber of Commerce, Better Business Bureau, Waco Magazine. Everybody recognizes us as one of the quality firms in this area. We're very proud of that. I mentioned a little bit about the technical support with our alliance with BDL Seidman. We also are a member of the Governmental Audit Quality Center with AICPA, and that gives us the ability to correspond with fellow professionals, stay on the cutting edge of any new developments that come out, and again, that just shows our commitment to quality and keeping all our people trained in those areas. On the next slide, I thought, instead of just going into our audit approach, I think I would just point out to you, I know you're talking to several quality firms, and we basically all approach the audit in a similar vein. Several years ago, the ICPA came out with the standards on the auditing, what they call a risk-based audit. We adopt that risk-based approach. In fact, we adopted it about a dozen years ago. We were a little ahead of our time and have been to some training and have been utilizing that for several years. You know, it just requires you to go in and understand the business, which is what we would do, interview various personnel, look at controls, walk through controls, walk through transactions. You know, every firm will be required to do that. We look at risk, and then we develop our audit process based on the risks that we see in the business. And honestly, I know y'all are going to be writing the report, so actually the finished product's going to look the same, no matter who you go with. So there's not a lot of, I'm not going to waste your time talking about the report process, but what we feel differentiates us from other firms is the quality and the availability of our personnel. And that's what I tried to point out on the next slide, slide number 5. Our people are very involved in the engagement, particularly the manager, the partner level. Our availability, you know, we're just several blocks from here. We approach, as I mentioned earlier, every job you have to go and understand the business and look at control. We utilize our management level people to do that because those are the people that are going to be making the decision on what audit procedures to apply, and they have the experience and exposure to readily determine what procedures to apply. So I think with us, you see a little more involvement by the management team, particularly in evaluating what audit approach to adopt. One of our main emphases with our personnel is to try to keep them on the job from year to year. Staff person may move up to the senior level, senior or manager. So we all know that in public accounting, that's very difficult to do because there just historically is a lot of turnover. In Waco, we probably don't have as much turnover as some of the larger cities, which is great for us. Although I will say we do have turnover sometimes. But so that is an emphasis for us, is trying to definitely keep the partner and manager on the same with each engagement. As I mentioned before, you know, our management team really gets involved in the audit, so we feel like you deal more closely with the decision makers and the people who will be making decisions for you. As I mentioned, if we don't feel like we have the expertise, we can get it to you very quickly through our alliances. And again, our location, I feel, is just a benefit for us, just being local and, you know, apply whatever needs you have. Again, these are some of the things that not only we notice when we follow some of the big firms, but clients have told us this. So I just want to bring those up to maybe help you decide, you know, the differences in maybe a local firm as opposed to a Big Four firm, because I know that's what you've used in the past. But I feel like we can deliver quality service, and that's really what we've been known for in this Texas area. The last slide, I'm not going to spend any time talking about professional fees, but just to point out, you know, based on our experience with other governmentals, is how we kind of came up with our fee estimate. You know, basically we come up with how many hours we think it's going to take us to audit certain areas, and then we just back into our fee. I mean, all public accounting firms basically work on an hourly basis, so the number of hours it's going to take us to do the audit is very important. We traditionally look at all of our engagements as a long-term relationship. I know historically y'all rebid your audit every 5 years or so, but you know, we view it as a long-term relationship and spread out our first-year cost over those years, because as you can imagine, there's a lot of upfront cost and time it takes to get started on all of it, a lot of reading, got a lot of contracts to read through, and to see how things have been treated in the past. And obviously, being local, you don't have the travel cost involved with us, so those are the things we've looked at when we came up with our fee proposal, and hopefully it's competitive with the others. With that, I'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
I think I have a few.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to know, y'all see any new accounting issues coming down the road that affect the DRA in the next few years?
Well, I think there's new accounting issues every year, and there's probably going to be more. You know, for years and years and years, there's hardly any changes to auditing or the way you audited or the way you reported things over the last, gosh, 4 or 5 years, there's been tremendous changes. You know, the next big event will be the International Accounting Standards that are coming out, which will be adopted. I know, although you're not a public company, we expect that a lot of those will filter down to non-public companies, so I do expect some changes there. I'm on the governmental arena, Mike.
Yeah, I'm just kind of glanced at your cap for last year. I don't know if you've come to GASB 51 on intangibles, but clearly you have a lot of intangible assets at the water pumps. I know that's coming down, probably not this year, but I think it's effective for the next year. So that's something that's on the table now that's authoritative, that's coming, that you'll definitely need to address. It looks like the GASB issues, I think we're all kind of brought into the cap for last year. GASB 15 and one's dealing with your pension and post-retirement plans, I believe, are all pretty well adopted. But there'll be others, as Jim mentioned, I think, coming down. So that's one thing you can say is it will always be changing. We just went through a lot of rounds of audit changes, and hopefully those will slow down a little bit, but there'll be always accounting changes. So I guess as far as accounting standards right now, the only one I kind of see, or one that I see on the table, that probably would have some impact would be the GASB 51 intangible assets.
I think something that affects audit each year too is the federal funding you do get. That could determine how many federal programs we look at in our proposal. I think I estimated we would look at two, which is it looked like maybe what we had done before.
Yeah.
I think it was in three, but I think we looked at two. So
two federal and one state.
Yeah, two federal and one state. So yeah, from year to year that could change also.
What advantage, you're doing the whole presentation, concise answer. What advantage your firm would bring to us compared to the other firms?
Yeah.
And what's the importance of that advantage to your firm?
Okay. And that's kind of what I thought about. I try to, whenever I do a presentation, I try to put myself in your shoes, whether it's to the board or to the committee, and try to point out the things that I think are important that you really need to know. Of course, when you're talking about yourself, it's a little more difficult, but that's why I tried to think back. I have a big client that is now being audited by the Big Four. I kind of used some of their comments when I was coming up with these as to why they missed us or wished we were still there. And a lot of it is availability, and I think, I hate to talk good about us and bad about somebody else. I'm trying not to do that, but when you have someone local, And again, going back to our background with the Big Four, I mean, we know how the Big Four operates and the larger international firms. And again, we try to take the good things, and we feel like in our audit approach, having the managers in particular available and coming out doing a lot of the planning and being very involved in the engagement. Our managers just don't show up in the engagement leave. I mean, particularly in a first-year engagement, they're very involved in the audit. They almost function as an in-charge a lot of times. That's kind of what I perceive as happening. So I think that's probably the biggest difference is the availability of the management level personnel.
Okay. Do you have any experience dealing with the Sunset Commission process and or the state auditor? Any suggestions or experience in that regard?
We have some. We do a lot of insurance audits. It's another kind of big focus for our firm. And know they deal a lot with the legislature and, you know, meetings there, the rule changes, so there are various sunset commissions and things dealing with that that we have dealt with. And the examiners too, I mean, our board papers are always looked at by state examiners, federal examiners, things like that. Continue to look at our board papers, and we've always gotten very good reports from them. I don't think I mentioned, but, you know, as you probably know, CPA firms undergo peer reviews every 3 years, and, you know, we're happy to report that we've never had a comment. We've always had a clean opinion ever since we began as a firm, so that's something, again, we're very proud of, and very few firms, actually in the United States, can even say that, so. And we actually do peer reviews on other firms, and we're happy to do their work.
I think that leads in my last question.
Okay.
During the economic downturn, shareholder lawsuits are already being brought against some accounting firms due to the accusations of negligent accounting practices. What impact might this have on your firm and reputation?
Well, in planning for an engagement, I don't think it's really had any impact. I mean, we've always done a very thorough job in our planning process. Like I said, about a dozen years ago, we adopted this risk-based audit approach, and we get our whole engagement team involved in our planning process. And communication, I think, is very critical to knowing how to do a good job and what's involved on the audit. I just haven't seen a lot of change in our firm. I mean, that's always kind of looming over your head, the fact that you can be sued. I mean, that's just part of the business.
Have you been?
Very. I can think of one, and I've been there 35 years. So,
is it outstanding, firm?
No.
No suits, right?
I don't think so.
Any other questions?
Did you make it clear about the sunset review, or was it not all suit?
No, he asked that.
I asked
that.
Yeah. I think I made it clear.
And you didn't, and he said he didn't directly, but he had been involved with firms that had gone through sunset.
Right.
Not directly.
No.
So, any other questions? I want to thank you.
You said y'all had 85 staff?
Yes, sir.
Right here in Wake. Are they all CPAs, or how many of those are
CPAs? No, I'd say, not sure, 60% are probably, yeah, CPAs, yeah.
Good size office.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising. Even when we interview at Baylor and places, they'll be pretty.
It's a big firm. Yeah. Got classified a big firm.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people think the local firm is a 4 or 5 man shop or something. That's why I'm always kind of anxious to point out that. In fact, when we merged with KPMG back in 87, they were extremely glad to get us because we were very dominant in Central Texas and they really didn't have much here in Central Texas. As you know, the economy kind of went down the last part of the 80s and the last part of right now. So we demerged at that point.
Who will be an engagement partner to be working with us? Okay, you will.
Yeah.
You'll come to the board meeting to make presentation, okay? Just miss them.
Yeah.
Okay.
In my case, we'll call it a pre-issuance review partner, kind of make sure everything's in accordance with applicable standards and things like that.
Okay.
You know, though we're a local firm, we've maintained our quality control standards just like we were a national firm. Like I said, we work with KPMG, we know what all those requirements are, we go through various levels of review, and so we're very serious about that.
Any other questions? Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all's time today.
All right.
Appreciate it, John.
Thank you.